AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a case involving President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship, a divided Supreme Court has ruled that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions. AP Supreme Court reporter Mark Sherman.
The court's action does not set a clear path for what will happen to the executive order on birthright citizenship. That remains to be seen because lower courts that had blocked the policy nationwide will be asked to tailor their orders to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling. Nothing will happen for at least 30 days under the terms of the opinion.
In other rulings, the Supreme Court says parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks. And the justices upheld a Texas law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. In other news, President Trump says Iran must open itself to nuclear inspection.
The president has said American attacks on Iran completely and fully obliterated its nuclear program. At the White House, he says a demand in future talks would be for Iran to cooperate with inspectors.
Or somebody that we respect, including ourselves.
Iran's foreign minister left open the possibility of nuclear talks, but suggested not anytime soon.
We were talking about this for 30 years, about Iran being nuclear. And all I said is it will not be nuclear and it's not going to be nuclear.
The president was asked if he would consider bombing Iran again.
Sure. Again. Without question. Absolutely.
The president directed a message to Iran's supreme leader, calling him a man of faith.
You have to tell the truth. You got beat to hell. And Israel was beat up too. They were both beat up.
There's been speculation Iran moved much of its highly enriched uranium before the strikes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Israel's prime minister is denouncing a report that Israeli soldiers have orders to shoot at Palestinians approaching aid sites in Gaza. This is AP News. Damian Troisi now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed a winning week on Wall Street with records on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% and beat its record set in February. The Nasdaq rose 0.5% and set its own all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1%. The records mark a sharp turnaround from the market's springtime plunge. That slide of nearly 20% was prompted by fears that the Trump administration's trade policies could harm the economy. An update on inflation Friday showed prices edged higher in May, though the rate mostly matched economists' projections. Bond yields gained ground. Damian Troisi, New York.
The Federal Reserve says all major banks passed this year's stress tests, showing they can withstand a hypothetical severe economic downturn. However, the tests were less rigorous than in previous years, with milder assumptions and excluding risks like exposure to private credit. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.